Remember when the biggest decision you had to make about TV was, picking between the three big networks?
It really is remarkable how much things have changed, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
The evolution of how we consume entertainment is pretty fascinating when you think about it. I mean, from those limited network TV options to the explosion of cable and now this wild world of streaming, it's a whole new ball game.
It really is. And today we're going to dive deep into that new ball game and see how streaming is reshaping the whole entertainment scene.
That's right. We're going to be dissecting a pretty interesting tech blog post that gets into all the nitty-gritty, the impact on us as viewers, and of course, the big players who are fighting for dominance in this new landscape.
So to kind of set the stage and get us all thinking along the same lines, let's think back to those days of network TV. You know, when you had like three or four channels to choose from and everybody kind of watched the same shows at the same time, it was a shared
Oh,
experience.
yeah, those were the days of the network wars, you know, those
Yeah.
fierce battles for viewers and advertising dollars. Every network wanted to be top dog.
Right. And it's funny because in a lot of ways that's happening again today, but with streaming services.
Absolutely. It's all about who can snag the best content hook, the most subscribers, and ultimately call the shots.
Yeah. And speaking of control, this blog post really gets into the rise of digital cable, which, was supposed to be this big disruptor to shake things up.
Right, but break free from those expensive cable bundles. Didn't quite work out that way, though, did
Well, that's a
it?
great point because it feels like we just traded one type of control for another. You know, you ditch cable and then suddenly you're stuck with a bunch of streaming subscriptions that start to add up.
Yeah, and that's where this whole issue of geo-blocking comes in. You know, the internet was supposed to be this great equalizer, information and entertainment for everyone, but it turns out there are still a lot of barriers in place.
Oh, absolutely. This blog post really gets into how companies are using geo-blocking to restrict what people in different countries can watch, which is frustrating when you think about it. You know, you pay for a service, but you can't access everything because of where you live.
Right. It all boils down to those pesky licensing agreements and distribution rights. But the interesting thing is that people are fighting back, you know, using VPNs to get around those geo blocks. It's almost like a digital rebellion in a way.
It is. And the author of this blog post definitely has that rebellious spirit. They get pretty fired up about stream ripping and sites like Kodi. It's like this whole underground movement pushing back against the big streaming companies.
It definitely is. There's a lot of passion there. Now, for those who might not be familiar with all this stream ripping, is basically capturing and downloading a copy of a streaming video while you're watching it. And Kodi is this open source media player that a lot of people use to access and organize all kinds of content, including pirated stuff.
So it's like creating your own personal library, even if you don't actually own the content.
Exactly. And that's where things get a little murky. You know, there are definitely legal and ethical questions surrounding stream ripping. Some people see it as a way to access content that's either unfairly restricted or just too expensive.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it does raise concerns about copyright infringement.
It's a gray area for sure. And this blog author doesn't shy away from expressing their, shall we say, enthusiasm for stream ripping. In fact, they even shamelessly plug their own Stream TV site, which apparently gives you access to a ton of content.
It's a little cheeky, but it does highlight the entrepreneurial spirit that thrives in this constantly evolving landscape. You know, the author clearly believes they're providing a valuable service to people who are frustrated with the limitations of traditional streaming services.
It's a fascinating perspective for sure. And it makes you wonder, are we actually getting more freedom of choice with streaming? Or are we just trading one set of limitations for another?
That's the million-dollar question, and that's what we'll be unpacking as we dig deeper into this blog post.
So get ready. We're about to go deep into the wild west of streaming and explore what it really means to be a viewer in this brave new world of entertainment.
It's funny how streaming is kind of going the same way cable did. Back in the day, we had just a handful of channels, and then suddenly it was like, bam, hundreds of channels all bundled up for a hefty price.
And it feels like we're going down that same road with streaming. You know, those mega bundles with multiple services. They say you're saving money, but are you really?
That's the thing, isn't it? It's easy to get lured in by those discounts, but you got to ask yourself, are you actually watching enough content on all those services to make it worthwhile?
This blog post really hits home on that whole idea of control.
Yeah.
Even though everything's online now, those big companies are still trying to steer the ship, you know, control what we watch and how we watch it.
Exactly. And they've got some pretty powerful tools to do that, like those algorithms that seem to know us better than we know ourselves.
Okay, so let's talk algorithms. For those of us who aren't super techie, can you break down how they work and why we should even care?
Sure. So algorithms are basically sets of rules that decide what content pops up on your screen. They look at your viewing history, your preferences, even like when you pause or rewind something. It's all about creating a personalized experience, or at least that's what they say.
But it's not just about showing us stuff we like. It's about keeping us hooked.
Right.
Exactly. And that's where it gets kind of tricky. Let's say you're really into true crime documentaries. Well, the algorithm is going to feed you more and more of that. You might end up missing out on other stuff you might enjoy just because the algorithm's got you in a rut.
It's almost like we're handing over our remote
Yeah.
to these algorithms, letting them decide what we watch.
You could say that we definitely need to be aware of the influence these algorithms have on our choices. It's important to, actively seek out diverse content,
Yeah.
step outside of our comfort zones, and not let those algorithms box us in.
Yeah, don't get stuck in that echo chamber.
Right.
Right? And this blog author is all about that. They're basically saying we need to take back control, explore alternative platforms, support independent creators, even use those VPNs to access content from other countries. It's like a call to arms.
It really is. And it brings up an interesting question. What's the future of streaming going to look like? Will we see more and more niche services popping up,
What?
or will everything consolidate into a few mega platforms?
It's hard to say for sure, but one thing's for certain. Things are going to keep changing. We're already seeing new models emerge, like those free ad-supported services.
Right. And those hybrid models where you pay a little extra to ditch the ads, it's all about finding that sweet spot between cost convenience and content.
And who knows what role technology like VR and AR will play in all this? Maybe we'll be stepping right into our favorite shows and movies.
The possibilities are mind-boggling. It's a pretty exciting time to be a viewer. We're on the cutting edge of something new, and we have the power to shape how it all unfolds.
I don't know about you, but I feel like all this choice is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's amazing to have so much content at our fingertips, but on the other hand, it can feel overwhelming, like you're constantly being bombarded with options.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's that whole paradox of choice thing, right? More isn't always better. Sometimes all these options just lead to decision fatigue. You spend more time browsing than actually watching.
Ooh, tell me about it. But you know what really stood out to me in this blog post? The author really emphasizes that we need to be more mindful about our choices. Like we need to take back some of that control we were talking about earlier.
Absolutely. We can't just passively accept whatever's being thrown at us. We have the power to curate our own viewing experience.
Okay, so how do we do that? What are some practical tips for being more intentional about our streaming habits?
Well, first off, I think it's important to be aware of those algorithms we talked about. Pay attention to the recommendations you're getting and ask yourself, do I really want to watch this, or is the algorithm just trying to keep me in my comfort zone?
Yeah, break free from that echo chamber, right? But how do you actually do that? I mean, it's easy to get sucked in.
It is, but you got to be proactive. Don't be afraid to explore genres you haven't watched before. Check out movies from different countries. There's a whole world of content out there.
You know what else I miss?
Oh.
Those old school recommendations from friends or even like the staff at video stores. Remember those days? You could actually talk to someone about movies?
Yeah, there was something special about that. A sense of community and shared passion. Maybe we need to find ways to recreate that in the digital world.
Like online communities or forums where people can swap recommendations and have discussions about what they're watching.
Exactly. It's not just about consuming content, it's about connecting with others who share your interests.
That's what it's all about in the end, right?
Yeah.
Finding those shared experiences. And I think this deep dive has given our listeners a lot to think about as they navigate this wild world of streaming.
Definitely. There are challenges for sure, but there's also a lot of opportunity. It's an exciting time to be a viewer. We have more choice than ever before. It's just a matter of using that choice wisely.
Well said. And on that note, I want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of streaming. It's been a fascinating journey. And as always, we encourage you to keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep the conversation going.